And welcome, everyone. We will call our meeting to order. This is our November 2024 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. We're coming to you today from the State Capitol building in Pier. Welcome, everyone who's with us here in person. And for those of you that are joining us online, we're glad to have you with us and involved. We've got a full agenda for today, and we are going to be doing just one day today. So today will be our only day that the GFMP Commission will meet for November 2024. One of the first things that I always do is a conflict of interest disclosure, and this is an item that I do have to read at the beginning of every single commission meeting. Now's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And last, if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners at this time that feel that they have a conflict on today's agenda? Seeing none, very good. We will move on. Approval of previous meeting minutes. These have been available to the commissioners to read in addition to the public. They are on the GFMP website. Do we have any questions regarding the minutes? If we have none, we do need to approve those minutes from our previous meeting. We need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Locken. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Those move. Minutes are approved. With that, additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes, commissioners will work throughout the month representing the people of South Dakota and engaging in stakeholder meetings. Liz, do we have any additional commissioner salary days?
We do. Bartlein has one, White has two, and Rissler has one.
Very good. I know I will speak for the three that myself, Commissioner White and Commissioner Bartlein, we attended our interim rules review committee hearing as we addressed the department fee package, which was successful in moving forward. I know, Commissioner White, you had an additional salary day. If you could just briefly explain that meeting.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. I was asked by the Western Springs Sportsman's Club to come over and recognize three youth that had attended a youth conservation camp this last summer. And they were very appreciative of the opportunity. And I shared with them that this is an example of what Game Fish and Parks endeavors to do with their young people in South Dakota and encourage them to expand upon this. So that was the gist of our meeting. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions from the commission on those salary days? We do need to approve those. We need a motion and a second. Move to approve by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed? Those additional salary days are approved.